¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. I'm Jorge Georgi Martin and Primo Hector's here. Primo Ricky's going to join us in a What's second. Up? We want to get started. We just want to get started and not be on Mexican time right off the top of the bat. So
we're always late, man. We're Mexicans. We're always late. It's automatic, man.
But it's good times, baby. And it's Primo, I gotta tell you. And you know, it's so cool. You know, I gotta tell you, how cool was it to have football again last night?
Oh, it's fantastic. I was in my backyard. I was smoking a cigar and drinking beer and watching football and taking notes. Because the one thing that you have to remember is you have Troy Aikman there saying stuff. And I had my notebook out and I'm like taking notes because that guy, I mean, there's not a lot of people that know football like Troy Aikman knows football. You know, you pay attention to what he says. And, you know, Joe Buck's cool too. But, man, Troy Aikman, he just knows the game in a different kind of way. It's like Tony Romo. You know, so you pay attention, you know, and he's saying things about certain guys and, you know, this guy's good and da da da, and this guy's underrated. And I'm just like, my ears are perking up. Like, I'm taking notes, man. Whatever Troy Aikman's saying, I'm writing it down. You know, I'm hashtag research, you know, for fantasy football drafting time. So I'm staying ready because there is a lot of, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, there was a lot of little nuggets that Troy was giving out there that I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm keeping track of that. So good stuff. It was great. It was fantastic.
It's, you know, it was good. You know, I loved it. I'm trying to multitask here. It was good to see so much cool stuff happening. You know, with I was actually kind of pleasantly surprised that the Steelers played so many guys. You know, Najee Harris.
Najee Harris was cool to see. It was cool to watch Najee Harris get some run there. Like, he had a pretty good amount of run too. I was like, wow, they're really getting him some, you know, some playing time. You know, stretch those legs out. You know, let him get a feel for, you know, the NFL experience. But then, and then when Claypool went down, I'm sure everyone in fantasy land was like holding their breath, like, oh my god, like what did he break? Like, but luckily it seems like he's okay. So that was kind of freaky.
How much were you holding your breath?
Yeah, man. I was like, oh my god. Like, I mean, luckily I haven't, you know, I don't participate in drafts this early, but I mean, you know, your heart goes out to, you know, there's a lot of drafts that have already gone down. I mean, you mentioned to me, you know, you've done some drafts and there's a lot of drafts that have already happened, you know, for the coming season. So, I mean, a lot of guys have drafted Claypool. I mean, he's Chase Claypool, you know, he's high up there and as far as wide receivers go. So, you know, to see him almost, you know, it's, you know, possibly be hurt for an extended period of time was like, oh my god. It was a little, like I said, a little freaky, but I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, very unnerving. Very unnerving. And it was kind of like I thought we were just gonna see them for one series and that was it.
Yeah, go out, have fun, you know what I mean? Like nothing crazy. Man, that guy, he like stretched out completely, like, you know, horizontal to the ground, and he made the catch too. I was like, wow, Claypool was like, this guy doesn't mess around. he's putting, you know, he's leaving it all out there on the field, no matter what. You know, this Hall of Fame game was, you know, meaningless, right? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, as far as, you know, playoffs and all that kind of stuff, but he was balling.
And they were talking about the fact that, you know, they're going to have guys – it's like, really?
I think I lost you there for a second. I think my internet's kind of wigging out a little bit. Apologies.
No, it's all good, baby. It's all good, baby. Yeah, you know, the interesting thing was that Najee Harris playing – you know, that they talked about the fact that he's going to play in four games. And I was just like, I just, you know, come on, man. What are you doing? See?
Yeah, man. They need to be careful. They need to be careful with that.
No, you got to save it. Yeah. Save that kid's legs. Save his legs.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and oh, well, but you know, we're in August now, so this is our first show in August, first Primo show. Obviously, you know, it's been busy, familia. Hopefully, you've been checking out our Beat Writer / Insider series, where we've been talking to all sorts of talking to a writer from where I've been interviewing a writer from each one of the teams. These episodes have been really cool. They've been about 30 to 35 minutes in length. Been getting so much great intel on teams. This week already got the Saints and the Vikings and the Bengals, and got an episode about to drop on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Got a few others in that are scheduled out, the Falcons and the Seahawks. So it's kind of next week will be kind of a bird, different birds of a feather.
Sure.
But it's been, it's been really good getting the insight from these people. Some of these people basically come straight off of the practice field. You know, we got our Saints writer, John Hendricks. He really, really got into kind of like the quarterback battle a little bit, and gave us some good insight on what's happening with what's going to be happening with the wide receivers. In Cincinnati, Lindsey Patterson kind of gave us some insight on Joe Burrow's recovery and kind of making a little bit of sense of the wide receivers. Who's going to get? I think we kind of came to the realization all of the three receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, they're all going to get a lot of targets. They are all going to be involved because they're going to throw a lot. And coming up, the Jaguars one is really cool because he gets into the writer, John Shipley from Sports Illustrated. He really gets into some really in-depth on the running back battle because you've got James Robinson, you've got Travis Etienne, a little bit of Carlos Hyde, a little bit of preview. He gives a good idea how they're going to go, and then you've got three really good receivers, very different type of receivers with that team. So we're going to get into that one, but today is going to be about Superflex, and I'm excited because we finally got a team, a second familia league we're going to be doing a Superflex league. I've kind of wanted to do this. We're so big that we can do this. We got 10 people who are going to be taking part in the league. You, Ricky, we're going to be in it. So, we're going to have some familiar faces from this show. Primo Nico's on there, and Primo Greg, our DFS expert, our adopted primo, is going to be in there. So, and our first multi-generation.
Yes, honorary. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, multi-generation, Primo Manny and his son Manny Jr. So they're going to be joining the league. So and this is going to be your first time in Superflex. Heck, have you started getting any kind of strategery on it?
I mean, I've looked at some rankings and that kind of stuff, but jumping in here.
Well, I'll tell you,
it should be fun.
One of the things that I've been looking at a lot is that we get you're looking at quarterbacks like running backs in this one. You need to grab two. I mean, I did one. I think I said in one of my Superflex leagues, the Scott Fish Bowl, we had 10 quarterbacks go in the first round, 12 players, 10 of 12 players. The other two players were Travis Kelce and Christian McCaffrey. So that's how valuable quarterback. That's kind of an extreme. Usually it's about 6 to 8 quarterbacks going in a 12 team league, but yeah, this is pretty crazy. This is pretty crazy. This is fun. And talking about lo que está muy loco. Let's get into some chisme.
Chisme.
So Primo, we got, training camp is here. It's exciting, but it just gives us a lot of, a lot of scares. You talked about the Chase Claypool scare last night, and I got it in the script to talk about it here. I feel like we've already talked about that game a little bit, but Carson Wentz, he's going to be out anywhere from 5 to 12 weeks on the, coming up on the season, a foot injury. And then the very next day, Quentin Nelson, the all pro left guard, is out got the same injury, and he's going to be at the same amount, which I think is different when you're a 300 300-pound guy as opposed to a 230-pound quarterback. I don't know. And then they've also got their left tackle that they signed in the offseason, Eric Fisher, who's coming over from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's coming off of an Achilles tear. So we're
eek.
You know, so I think for me, I'm fading the wide receivers. I was really liking Michael Pittman, and I really felt like T.Y. Hilton was a sleeper for me late in some drafts that I've already done. I think it's going to be a while before I reap any benefits. But the big guy to talk about, Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
We all had him. We all had him ranked pretty highly in our preseason rankings.
Sure.
How worried are you on him?
Oh, I'm very worried. You know, Carson Wentz was those are pieces that fit together. In order for that offense to click, for Jonathan Taylor to click, Carson Wentz has had the click. So the fact that he's going to be out, I mean, that just, you know, now they just stack the box, you know, and it's very bad. There's not really a better way to say it. It's pretty bad for Jonathan Taylor. He really takes a hit as far as his fantasy value goes, because if the quarterback, you know, who's going to be the quarterback back there? Who's the backup now?
Right now, it's looking like Jacob Eason.
I don't know who that is. You know, so
second year guy. Not that. Yeah, exactly. But he's
right.
Not,
you know,
he's not Trevor Lawrence.
Right. Exactly. So I'm sure he's going to be serviceable, but Jonathan Taylor will not succeed with a serviceable quarterback. So, you know, yeah, this for sure gives, you know, Jonathan Taylor's value takes a huge hit here. He probably drops a couple rounds at least, I think.
I don't know if I drop him a couple rounds. I drop him to the second. I think he could drop to the second round. The thing is, the other thing about it. So you got like the left side of the line that is going to be in flux at the beginning of the season. Quarterback. So I think you're right. He's going to get some stacked boxes at the beginning of the season. And sure. Here's the other part. The other part about it. These are the first five teams that they're going to be facing: Seattle Seahawks, LA Rams, Tennessee Titans, Miami Dolphins, Baltimore Ravens. That's four. The Tennessee Titans weren't a strong run defense. All four of the other ones were strong defenses on both sides of the ball. That these were all playoff teams last year. That's what's got me worried about, you know, their tough start. You know, the writer for the Colts, who covers the Colts, Zach Kiefer, who, you know, was one of our first beat writers joining us for this series. You know, he talked about the early season kind of really needing that time for not only the quarterback to get ready, to get up to speed, but also for the linemen to really take, you know, really kind of meld together. So that to me has got me a little bit concerned. He's tough to pass up on because the fact that he's so damn good. He's está tan bueno y eso duele to not put him in there. Duele, me duele el corazón. Ay, Dios mío.
I know.
I'm tempted to put him to the back. I'm tempted to still, if he's there at the back end of the first round, to want to take him. I've got one league where I'm picking 13th out of 14, where I'm really looking to grab a running back at that point. So if he's there, he's going to be tough to pass up, but I would not, it's one of those ones where I'm going to go like this. I'll hold my nose.
For sure.
So we got, and today Justin Jefferson, he suffered a sprained AC joint in his shoulder. It took a fall when he was on, making a catch. Looked, you know, he stayed on the ground for a little bit. You know, there was a video that I think it got over 230,000 views just in today. So mm-hmm. that tells you the power of the NFL and Twitter, but that's got me a little bit worried. Mike Williams had a similar injury, but he was ready to tough it out and play at the beginning of the season. Justin, you know, our buen amigo Edwin Porras said that until he hears otherwise, he's thinking it's something like 3 to 4 weeks. Is this with training camp getting kind of slowed down for him, is this kind of worrying you at all?
No. I mean, like you said, Mike Williams had the same injury last year. So, and if this was, you know, 3 or 4 week injury, it's, you know, I guess it's pretty common, obviously, when you're the wide receiver landing on your shoulder, you know, so they have a pretty good history of, you know, what it takes to heal this, you know, how long is it going to be out. So if everyone's saying 3 to 4 weeks and, you know, Schefter's saying that, you know, nothing serious is what he's reporting. So if it's coming out that it's nothing serious, then, you know, I'm going to trust that. Jefferson, he's a young cat. You know, he's going to heal up quick. So I think he'll be fine. I'm not too worried here.
Yeah, I think it's early enough because I remember when Mike Williams got it, it was like August 20th or something like that. Because I do remember I had just drafted him in a league in the Estadio Fantasy Bowl. I had just drafted him in that league. And then like 2 days later, he went down hard on his shoulder. So I just knew. But, you know, Justin Jefferson, he's such a beautiful player. I want to see him get
No, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the Vikings, you know, offense with Thielen and Jefferson, man, that's – you want to see that. That's just fun to watch football. So, yeah, you definitely want him to be okay, for sure.
Muy cierto. Muy cierto. Next item, Lamar Jackson, activated off the COVID list. He missed a game last year with COVID. And so it looks like he missed about 2 weeks of training. I think it's almost 2 weeks of training camp. You know, missing some time. Is that how are you concerned at all?
No. You know, the crazy thing is that we can become so complacent with, oh, he's got COVID. This is the second time he's got COVID. Like, oh, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy that we've come to this place. But, you know, all signs are pointing to he's going to be fine, you know, not a big deal, you know. So, again, Lamar Jackson is a young cat. I don't see any big concerns there. It's not like he's got, you know, like Justin Jefferson landed on his shoulder or twisted his ankle or tweaked his shoulder or arm or wrist or whatever. You know, we've seen all kinds of guys get COVID and come back from COVID and, you know, have not too many issues there. So as far as that goes, I'm not too concerned based on what we've seen.
I look at it. It's like, I mean, last year he sounded like it was a serious case of COVID that he got. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't hospitalized, but he said he would not wish it on anybody. Oh, wow. So I'm hoping that this gets behind him and hopefully those antibodies at the very least carry him through the season. Fingers crossed. For sure. Ojalá. Yeah. Ojalá. Yep. The next one's very interesting. You know, the 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan is talking about they're preparing some situational plays for Trey Lance. Kind of like I'm looking at this kind of like they'll build in some maybe some like Taysom Hill type of plays, some short yardage stuff, maybe like little, you know, maybe some, you know, some pass plays. The guy's got a gun. We've seen it in some of the early camp videos. The guy has got an absolute hose. Does this make you think about drafting him instead of waiting to maybe pick him up when he gets the job for real?
Well, I mean, if there's one thing that we know about Jimmy G is he's going to get injured at some point, right? I mean, this is just understood that Jimmy G is, you know, he's not very durable. He's not going to last, you know. At some point in the season, Trey Lance is going to come in there. He's going to take over. And to your point, the guy's talented. So, you know, I don't know how long I would wait. Yeah, if he's available to me at some point, you know, if I'm looking for my second QB and Trey Lance is available, yeah, he's definitely going to be on my radar. Because, you know, the guy can definitely do some things. San Francisco's offense definitely has, you know, has taken an uptick a little bit, I think. So Kittle down the middle, as long as they have that guy, you know, a QB that can throw to Kittle down the middle is always going to be, you know, something that you're going to want, you know, on your squad. So, you know, if he's available, it's, you know, at some point, you know, in your draft and you're looking for, like I said, you're looking for that second QB in, you know, standard formats or PPRs, whatnot. You know, they're definitely worth taking a shot.
And you got, and also let's not forget that soft closing schedule for the fantasy playoffs, Atlanta, Tennessee, and then San Francisco in championship week. I mean, San Francisco hosting the Houston Texans in week 17. Ay, Dios mío, come on. I want all the 49ers. Primo Nico is going to be insufferable that time. He is going to be off the hook.
One more thing I wanted to add, though, that I didn't see here. I saw something like in the rumor mill about Indy being interested in our man from Texas. QB from Texas.
Which one? Which Texas?
In a trade. Houston Texans.
That's not local. They're not gonna trade him. They're not gonna trade him in the division. It's like the Dodgers. Trading the Giants, Clayton Kershaw.
But with Carson Wentz going down, you know, there might be, you know, there may be a play there. What do you think?
No, that not there. But
for Deshaun Watson.
We don't even know here's the thing. The big rumor that we've been hearing is Philadelphia. And that supposedly it's heating up. But I mean, to me, it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense for two reasons. Number one, you don't know if he's facing a suspension or anything like that. So if you're the Eagles, if you're any team that's trading for him,
mm-hmm.
are you going to trade for a player who maybe missed four games, maybe eight games, maybe the entire season? You're going to give up draft picks. You're right. You're going to give up draft picks.
But how much is like a team like Indy? How much are they really freaking out? Like behind closed doors, how much are they freaking out? I mean, Pittman. Right. I mean, they have guys like Pittman. They still have T.Y. Hilton. They have Jonathan Taylor. I mean, they have themselves a squad, but they just lost their quarterback. So it's like, I had Indy going far. With Carson Wentz and that squad, I had them going far. So they got to be freaking out. So just the idea of, okay, if we had Deshaun Watson, like, oh, my God, we can go far. You know what I'm saying? So part of it can be almost like an unreasonable thought for them. And that's where when you're a general manager for a team, for the Texans, you can say, okay, you know, we want all of these guys and we'll give you Deshaun Watson. And they might just take it. You know, it's almost like to kind of flip the script a little bit, you know, Philadelphia 76ers are asking like crazy stuff for Ben Simmons, but GMs can ask for crazy things, you know, just to kind of see what sticks. Obviously no one's going to want that. You know, Ben Simmons, he can't make a free throw. He can't throw a pee in the ocean. But I'm just saying that general managers will throw out crazy stuff, and to general managers that may be a little bit freaked out and anxious and kind of, you know, losing it a little bit, they may actually bite. And so it'd be interesting to see, man, if the Houston can put together, you know, an offer that, you know, those guys at Indy are freaking out about, they might take it. So
no, I don't see it. Well, the thing is, even let's say they trade for him and then the NFL suspends them for the first eight games, then all of a sudden, because they're not going to, they're not, yeah. Well, yeah, the eight games. So now you've got no quarterback.
He had the backup. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Any rumors involving Deshaun Watson until his legal situation is resolved do not make any sense. Just I feel like these are,
just a rumor.
They're just a rumor, and I really feel like they're being drummed up by the agent.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype. Believe it when it happens. Do not. That's why. Okay, this is. I'm calling it. This is the last time we talk about Deshaun Watson potentially getting traded until he actually gets traded. So
all right, there it is. The moratorium. The Deshaun moratorium.
No, nada de Deshaun. So vamos a ver. So we got. So the last one, Kenny G. He pulled a hammy. He's expected to be out 2 to 3 weeks as a precaution. 2 to 3 weeks still has him.
Alshon Jeffrey syndrome, man.
It could follow him into the season. Julio Jones had a hammy injury. You know, Kenny G missed a lot of time last year. Our buena amiga Liz Losa did a rest versus rest story where, you know, coming off of inactivity, that a hamstring issue is a possibility. So it's a little concerning. It's a little concerning, but I'm not panicking, because 3 weeks from now is August 27th and the season starts on September 12th.
Yeah. So I think I'm a little bit jaded. I had Matt Stafford last year. So Kenny G, you know how it is. You know, fantasy football managers have short memories, you know. So it's like Kenny G, like, he got hurt and Matt Stafford, you know, he was supposed to get Matt Stafford to, you know, bring him to the promised land, and it didn't happen, and I choked in my fantasy league. So I'm not putting a lot of, you know, confidence into Kenny G, man. When a guy leaves a bad taste in your mouth, it kind of lingers for fantasy managers. So I think I'm staying away from Kenny G just based on that, you know.
I got you. So I got the Reyes hermanos, the hermanos Reyes, you and Vic are not going to be. So I can
the Magos Reyes, is that?
Yeah. Is that? The Reyes Magos. So the two of you, I think, are gonna completely avoid Kenny G, because him being the
right
man, so he doesn't want to. No se quiere quemar dos veces.
Right.
Oh man. Well, let's jump into our Superflex draft. So this is gonna be practice for you. So you got the link for the Fantasy Pros link?
Yeah, I just clicked on the app. So I'm in.
Okay, you're in. I see that you're in. So what I'm gonna do is, so it's gonna assign us an order at random. So what I'll do is
If you see me looking at my phone, I have rankings here. That's what I'm doing. I'm not texting.
Well, it's going to give you a
reminder. My texting or, you know, checking. Okay, cool. Well, there it is.
Yeah, don't forget, they're going to give us rankings.
There it is. I'm looking at it. It is Fantasy Pros, too. It's Fantasy Pros, which is what we're using. So there it is.
Perfecto. So, you know, this is going to be a super flex draft. It's going to be two quarterbacks. Well, it's going to be one quarterback, one super flex, two running backs, two receivers, one tight end, and four flex spots. So we're just going to go, through a starting lineup. We'll just go through between the two of us. Too bad Ricky can't join us. I guess he got called away. He is in the process of relocating.
Moving.
So, Yeah, you went through that. You went through that a year ago, so we know how that went. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me share. Let's see. All right.
I think right now I'm in the lobby.
You're in the lobby?
Right.
Oh, no, because I haven't started the draft yet.
Yeah. I'm in the waiting room, it says. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get an A+ on this one, man, okay? Just so you know.
Yes, you will. All right, so I'm going to start the draft. So this is going to be a 12-team league. It defaulted to 12 teams for me.
That's cool. I mean, it's when me and you draft, and then all the other ones are like auto draft kind of thing. So those will go pretty quick, right?
Exactly. Automatic. So it's loading the draft. So team one is on the clock. All right. We're starting.
All right. I don't see. How do I get in there? Hold on.
Let's see. So I am
draft lobby.
All right. So I'm on the clock at the 107. Let's see. Heck, you are 109. So I'm staring at Ezekiel Elliott or Davante Adams, but it's super flex. So I'm going to go Kyler Murray because I want a stud right off the bat. All right, Heck, back to you.
I'm sure by 9 I'm Mahomes, right? All right. It says on my computer, it says your draft is loading. So give me a second.
Oh, it should be.
I know. I must have bad internet. So because I auto draft, I'm sure. So give me a second.
Okay.
Your draft is loading.
You got 7 seconds. Uh-oh. Did you pick somebody?
It's loading. It says, why is it loading? I it's gonna auto draft for me, I guess, first round. It says your draft is loading.
What? Eso no es bueno.
Who did I pick?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. I'm on the clock.
It went Zeke for you.
Now it. Okay, I'll take Zeke. It just, of course, it pops in like the
You got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
Again?
Yeah, oh, go. Shoot. It's back to you.
Let's go. And what? Did you go am Devontae? I not able to it pick anything?
Like, oh, I don't know.
I want to get Devontae. Why is it just Devontae spinning? All right, I'll take Devontae. That's who I wanted.
All right. So look at the running backs are gone. So I'm going to go one of the guys that I really like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I love
CEH. I wanted this that guy. Year.
I love CEH this year. Let me see.
Yeah, I think he's going to do well. My page is just wigging out. Hold on. I'm gonna have to leave and like rejoin, I think.
No, don't do it.
Because it's telling me.
Because it's cutting everybody.
What is the deal?
So it's back. Oh, it's back to me. I'm going to go Ryan Tannehill.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
All right.
Who did I pick? Who did I pick already? I have Devontae and I have Ezekiel Elliott. I need a quarterback. This thing.
So it really says it out. Says you got Terry McLaurin.
All right.
You still haven't gotten a quarterback.
I'm in deep trouble here. I'm in deep trouble.
All right, I'm going to go DeAndre Swift. I like his possibilities as a, for catching the ball this year. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a receiver. I really liked what I saw out of Deontay Johnson last night. So I think he's going to be a target monster. I don't care about Big Ben's arm. Let's see. Well, I think it's me. Wait a second. What's going on? Did it automatically auto draft you?
Again, yeah, I'm like now my page is like frozen. Auto pick turned on. Turn off auto. Turn off auto pick. How do I?
So, I've got. Yeah, turn off auto pick.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it off. What the heck?
All right, I went.
I
went T. Higgins on that one. I feel like I got talked into that one a little bit. Oh, I'm back on the clock on this one. Ay. So, wait a second. I haven't picked a tight end yet. Have you turned off auto pick yet?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I turned it off. I need a quarterback.
All right. So I'm picking right now. Then you're gonna go. So I'm gonna grab Mark Andrews as my tight end. So I like him a lot. I think he's going to be a big time red zone threat. Wait a second. I picked that.
It picked me Darrell Henderson. I'm still.
What do you think about that one?
I like it. Cam Akers is banged up there, right? So I like that. Starting running back for the Rams. I'll take him.
So is it?
But I still need a quarterback, right? Do I have a quarterback yet? My God!
Oh, you need to grab one.
I know.
Ay, ay, ay. This is
me Tua.
Okay.
Come you on, grab Tua. Trying. Oh wait, give me Matt Ryan. I'll take. That's good. I'll take Matt Ryan. That's good. Matty Ice okay. on my squad. This All is right, really weird. Like, all right. Cool. I got Darrell Henderson and I got Matt Ryan.
So you picked it?
Yeah. I need a flex.
So it's back to you. It's back to you. Curtis Samuel. Uh-oh.
I'm on the clock.
Now I'm on the clock.
Who did I pick?
It says you got Cortland Sutton.
Ooh, I'll take him.
Yeah.
Now, if he's going to be healthy, I'll take him.
Let's see.
All right, now I think it's finally like.
I grabbed Javonte Williams on this one. We're having a little technical difficulty here because I know I put someone in, and it gave me. Who did it give me? It did give me Javonte Williams. Okay. All right. So let's go. We're in the flex part. We're in one of the multiple flex positions. And I'm kind of liking LaVisca Chenault.
Oh, yeah.
On this one.
Wrong with that.
I kind of like him a lot. All right. So I got
him. I got Hockenson. I got TJ Hockenson.
Oh, you got a quarter. Yeah, now.
Tight end.
How many quarter?
I need another quarterback. I want Tua. I'm trying to get me some Tua, man.
It's not letting you. No, Tua got picked.
Oh, he did? Oh, well, then my thing's way behind then. My thing's way behind then.
Yeah, because we are – gosh, what?
I think I'm going to go online. And...
You do need us. Do you do need us? We only got two more picks. This one's
– Oh, shoot. Give me a quarterback.
I gave you Daniel Jones.
Oh, okay, Danny Dimes. Please, Danny Dimes, do something.
So you got another quarterback.
All right, I'll take him.
Or another. This is your last pick.
All right. Well, I think it's gonna pick for me. Oh, well. Yeah, I've been having technical difficulties with my internet here. So let's see who I get. Who did I get?
Who did you get? It said gave you Melvin Gordon.
Oh, I'll take Melvin Gordon, starter for the Denver Broncos, right? He's on the Broncos still, right?
For now. I think it's hilarious. I still think it's hilarious that Melvin Gordon is considered the starter for the Broncos, but he's Javonte Williams is going before him.
Interesting.
So and on for my last pick, so Familia, I'm sorry about this one. This one we definitely had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
On this one. So we had Michael. For my last pick, my last flex position, I picked Michael Carter, who I really like him a lot this year. I think he's going to be the number one pick for them.
Nice.
So let's see what. Okay, so we're going to get grades now. Are we going to get grades?
All right. Yeah, like I said, my computer's wicked. Does it give grades?
I thought we had.
We got more rounds coming.
Yeah, we got more rounds coming. Keep going.
Oh, okay, shoot.
I ended up with Kenyon Drake. I don't know how much I love that, but we'll see.
I had him last year.
I thought I set this up.
He can do some damage. Yeah, I had him last year.
Yeah, I thought I set this up for no bench.
Well, looks like we have a bench.
Aye. How many people are watching?
Aye,
familia. We're sorry.
We're sorry you have to watch us draft our bench.
So heck, I got a C minus. What'd you get?
Let me know what I got. I'm having all kinds
of. Let me look up the final draft.
I'm getting all kinds of. I gotta get a new computer, man. This one's just like.
So let's see. You had the number two. You had the second best grade.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
You had the second highest score out of the group.
So there you go.
That's hilarious. But let's look at the draft board one more time. Let's see. Where is that draft? Oh, here we go. The draft board. So let's talk about your roster first. You started off Zeke and Davante Adams. Hey, one
Dominic's
and
two. On his
what was that?
What I said, I think when Dominic is using his PS4, it gobbles up like 90% of like internet bandwidth.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
Man. He plays, he's online with his friends. So I think it gobbles up like the entire, I'm probably going to get like an extender or something or either that or pay a little more for like more megabits per second. Cause man, this was pretty,
for just the two rough. You get
draft analyzer.
Well, look at this. Right. Look at this one. You got the going to the draft board. You ended up with Zeke, Davante Adams, and Darren Waller with your first three picks. Now that is in a single quarterback league, that would be phenomenal. But looking at your two quarterbacks are going to be Matt Ryan and Daniel Jones, which that's tough. I mean,
I'll take Matt Ryan. I'll take Matt Ryan though. You know, I think that might be where I got the good, you know, the benefit of the doubt. I think on the, you know, on the scorings, because you know, he's got Kyle Pitts. He's got, you know, he's got, you know, there's definitely a good receiving core there in Atlanta. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Ricky's in.
Ricky's in.
Hello, beautiful.
Ricky. You there? We missed you, baby.
So you know what? I totally forgot that I canceled my Wi-Fi. So now I'm on my own.
Oh yeah, you know what? You know what's funny? You say that. It's funny you say that because I was thinking. I actually that there was like a fleeting thought that crossed my mind today. I was like, man, Rick's moving and stuff like. What if he set up his internet? You know what I'm saying? To like do the podcast and
dude, sure like, enough, I called them. I didn't even think about it. And they canceled it like right then. I was like, wait, can you change it to tomorrow? And they're all like, oh, we already put it through. I was like, I barely told you to cancel it like 2 minutes ago. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't like your quarterbacks, heck. But I mean, you're taking a chance.
I know. And, yeah. That's,
let me just say that. And honestly, why is Waller going before Kittle?
Waller.
I don't get why Waller's going before Kittle.
That was auto drafts, right?
The expert consensus, right? The expert rankings have Waller ahead of Kittle.
Probably because of QB, right? Probably because of the QB situation.
Well, right? I mean, I guess. The one thing is Waller is the unquestioned number one receiver.
I think both of the QBs are garbage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I you know, for whatever reason, expert consensus is that Carr is a little bit ahead of, you know, Jimmy G. So.
Muy poquito. But I look at that one. Yeah, I think Heck would have done something a little bit different. Than grabbing a quarterback in round six.
In a super flex draft. Yeah, when Kyler Murray and Patrick Mahomes are going in round one and Lamar Jackson, I wait till round six to get a QB and a super flex. Yeah, obviously I need either better internet or a better computer. So,
Ay Dios mio. But you know what? I do like that. I mean, getting Zeke, Davante Adams, and Darren Waller. I mean, that's
solid. That's a good start. Mm-hmm.
Zeke is. You know, he's in good. Yeah. Everything that coming out about him is he's in good shape. You know, the RJ Ochoa of SB Nation and, you know, blogging the boys, he told me last week that every time that Zeke had a normal offseason, he's had a big year. And last year, not a normal offseason. He had COVID. Obviously, there was not, and he didn't have a good year. The year before, he had a good year.
No one had a normal offseason last year.
Yeah. So it's like this year, he's had a good offseason. He's had a normal offseason. He's at his lowest weight since he was a freshman in college. So, you know, I'm looking at Zeke.
I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing if he lost that much weight because a freshman in college is not going to be able to run up against these, you know, professional linemen. So, I don't know. Still, I'm not riding the Zeke train this year.
Well, it depends. I mean, he's still lean and mean. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he last night on the telecast, he mentioned that he changed his diet and he's working with different trainers and doing different things. So he's still Ezekiel Elliott, you know, right? Doesn't matter how much the guy weighs, you know what I mean? The guy's – and losing weight, you're going to make quicker cuts. You're going to be lighter on your feet. So it may be a – he's still Zeke, but he may – because of the weight loss, he may be a different kind of Zeke. You know what I mean? We might be seeing some things from him that maybe he hasn't been able to do before, but now with the lighter frame – he might be surprising us and doing some like, oh, dang, I never seen Zeke do that before. Like we might be seeing stuff like that. So that's going to be interesting to see.
The one thing, you know, at 218, he's still, you know, on the heavier side.
We'll see what happens with their line.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You're right. Muy cierto. You know, if the line misses a bunch of time, like we saw yesterday when they showed the graphic where like three of the projected starting linemen, you know, one missed the whole season.
I saw that. I saw that graphic that you're talking about. Exactly.
Huge. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to me, getting Davante Adams in the second round is incredible.
That's like Rick last year getting Alvin Kamara in the second round. Well, I guess for Superflex, for Superflex, you can see it because a lot of QBs go in round one. So yeah, it's not too difficult to see Devontae going in the second round. But yeah, it's getting Zeke and Devontae 1-2 punch is pretty solid.
That's pretty amazing. Over to my team,
quarterbacks, you know, in a two quarterback league, that's going to weigh you down.
Yeah, Matty Ice, and
I mean, I don't know. I think you go QB right away.
Yeah.
The one thing, Daniel Jones is that's a tough one. That one, if he does that third year leap for him. This is what, everybody's the sexy pick to do the Josh Allen leap like last year. I mean, granted, what Josh Allen did is
he's the main guy, I think, who can do a leap.
But are you expecting it, Rick?
Anyone else is kind of, cause I feel like he's got a good team. It's just now's the time to do it. And he is a good quarterback. So he just needs to show it consistently, because people were calling him Danny Dimes because he was doing good every now and then. But it's like, he's not going to come back with Saquon. He just needs to do it, and I think he's good enough to do it. I think he's better than Carr in the end. He's better than Jimmy G. So it's he's got a high ceiling, basically, especially on that team.
The only thing I don't like for him that worries me a little bit is that offensive line. That offensive line is ranked number 32 going into the season. And their number one, their first round draft pick, Andrew Thomas from last year, really struggled. So he needs to take a step up and become that anchor on the left side. So to me, and that's why, to me, I'm kind of not so hyped up about Saquon. I think Saquon's going to be fine physically. It's I'm not buying that. If they say they're going to have him miss the first game, then I'll believe it. Up until then, I'm gonna expect that he's gonna play. He's gonna play for week one. It's just I don't know if he's gonna have holes to run through, because if Danny Dimes isn't good, it doesn't take that step forward, because
he's done.
Yeah. He's facing pressure all the time. Then they're gonna stack everything against Saquon, and it's gonna make it even tougher for him to run. I mean, it's gonna be like that game against the Steelers where he got 6 yards on 15 carries.
Yeah, and exposes him to another injury.
How important do you think Booker's gonna be this year? Do you think he's going to be able to be productive at all if Saquon doesn't play, or do you think he's just a waste?
No, I think Saquon's going to play. I think he's a waste. I don't think he's. I think he's just.
Even if say Saquon's out week one, do you think Booker does anything, or do you think Booker's just a fill-in and he'll never be used again?
Well, I think let me look at their schedule real quick, and I will tell you, I've got it here. The week one schedule for the New York Football Giants. Is Denver. So they got Denver at Washington, at Atlanta, and Atlanta. The first three games.
They have an easy starting schedule. They really.
That's not an easy starting schedule. Denver can ball out on defense.
Yeah,
they were tough against the run.
Denver's not going to score points, though.
They're not going to score points, but they're not going to give up points. They're not going
to. Washington does have a good defense.
Atlanta was crap against
Washington did in the I don't see anything Washington did in the offseason benefit them this year.
Other than the fact that they had one of the best, one of the best young defensive lines in the game. I mean, they were just phenomenal last year. So I think it's
the defense,
Yeah, Denver. You're right. They're not gonna. I don't know how many points they're gonna score, but they're not gonna give up many. That's a really good defense on all fronts. I'm gonna take a quick look at mine, Ricky. I really wish we could have gotten you in, but next time we'll have the
wife. Let's just say Ricky's team too. Ricky, your team too. You picked McCaffrey and Diggs and Joe Mixon.
Oh, I would definitely love that.
Because you love Joe Mixon. Because you love Joe Mixon at number in the third round.
So bad. He's just failed me so long. Literally, all of the Bengals running backs I've ever had have just.
But this year, he's got the job to himself. There's no Giovanni Bernard to take carries. Health permitting, he's going to get 300 plus touches.
I feel like he had it last year and he didn't do much.
Well, he was hurt. He was hurt after week 5. So he missed, I think it was after week 6.
He's always hurt.
Yeah, the last couple of years he's been hurt. He was dinged up a lot in 2019, and then he had a strong finish. But vamos a ver. Everything is stacked up for him to need him to do well, and that is that's what I'm counting on. But am I openly looking to draft him if I've got a pool of Antonio Gibson, CEH, Mixon, and Aaron Jones? I think I'm going with the other guys. I really think I'm going with the other guys. I think CEH is going to be huge this year. I think he's.
I agree.
Since you said Gibson, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think Gibson and McLaurin are worth CMC straight up in a trade in Dynasty?
Yes.
Both of them, I would say, yeah.
So you're talking about are you getting both of them, right? Or are you getting CMC?
Well, the guy got CMC and Jerry Jeudy for Gibson and McLaurin. I just feel like
I like the CMC side of the deal, because you're getting Jerry Jeudy, who could pop this year. I mean, he's a mm-hmm. real. All he has to do is start catching passes.
So, any receiver out of Alabama, you can never ever discount ever.
This is bueno. All right, we're gonna close out. So on my side, I went Kyler Murray early, the third quarterback. I actually think he could be the quarterback one. I right now I've got him at the quarterback two in my rankings, but I may be inching him up to number one, because
you have to always have him as quarterback two until he proves he's better than Mahomes. Like, Mahomes owns quarterback one.
Yeah. And the thing is, and when you look at the season that he was having last year through 11 weeks, he was averaging 30 fantasy points per game, which was more than what Lamar Jackson had the year before. So, I mean, that would have been one of the all-time great quarterback seasons in fantasy football history. So to get that, I already talked about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Ryan Tannehill, he's sneaky in this because, he does run some touchdowns. I don't know if he'll run in 7 touchdowns like he did last year, but – yeah, he with the weapons. Ricky, I know you don't love him, but I mean, come on. With Julio Jones added to AJ Brown, doesn't that make you like him a little bit more?
Yes.
Finally, he likes Ryan Tannehill.
Just a little. I feel like he could have the potential. But
muy cierto.
I mean, we'll see. I'm not going to put a – I wouldn't draft – like, he's still maybe the 8th best quarterback. I wouldn't even think he's – I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. The guy, he can score points. That guy can score some points.
In Superflex, I'd take that. I would take that.
Yeah.
Later on, DeAndre Swift, I'm not, some people are down on him. I really think he's going to catch a lot of balls this year that are going to make him, in a super flex league to get him at this point. I mean, I know,
I just don't think he's on a good team.
Oh, he's a horrible, he's gonna it's gonna not, it's going to be one of the worst teams.
And when you have a really bad team, those running backs aren't useful. I mean, look at if they can catch, but he wasn't that great.
If they can catch, they'll be taking the dump balls out of the, during like Ricky says, garbage time.
No, because garbage time, they just throw deep. It's not even, I don't know. I wouldn't.
Well, no, they do the crossing routes. DeAndre Swift coming out of the backfield, a quick crossing route. One catch, you can, 25 yards here, 25 yards there. Maybe a TD. But it's like
the Rams couldn't do it when they had Goff and they had garbage time. They couldn't. Just dump off.
He would dump it off. He would dump it off.
It's a bad situation in general. They just look like they're trying to lose.
They do well. It's a full on rebuild. I don't think they're making any excuses for it. The thing with DeAndre Swift, I mean, I do like the catching with him. And the other thing is they upgraded their offensive line, adding Penei Sewell. So all of a sudden and they've got two great tackles, assuming Sewell does what he's supposed to be doing. I think this is, I think for where you're going to be drafting DeAndre Swift, I mean, obviously you're not, as your second RB, I'm not feeling too bad about that. I'm really not feeling too bad about that. The one out and after I, 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 I said it when I picked him, Deontay Johnson, getting him at that point, you know, in round five, I'm still plenty high on him. I think he, you know, what I saw last night. Yeah, Deontay,
for sure.
Yeah, what I saw last night.
Speedster, he's quick. And if he can,
there's so many other running backs I'd rather have before Swift. I'd rather have Carson before Swift.
I could see that. I could see that.
Even James Robinson, because James Robinson was just a beast last year, every game, no matter what.
Yeah, he was.
He was, but, you know, but they drafted Travis Etienne.
Etienne's going to change. Etienne's going to change the dynamic there. Etienne coming
but
in.
Etienne's lining up in the wide receiver right now.
Right now, but so a little preview.
Both. Trust me, Robinson's just a beast.
He's good. I think he's going to lose. He's going to lose touches. They're not going to use him in the passing game because Travis as much as they did last year because Travis Etienne. Is going to take a lot of those running back receptions, but I'll give a quick preview that John Shipley of Sports Illustrated, you know, in I'm going to be releasing the episode with him soon. He talked about the fact that he thinks that Robinson will get more carries, Travis Etienne might get slightly more touches overall. With, you know, when you add in all the targets that he's going to get. So that's going to be very muy interesante. Muy interesante. We're going to see how that one kind of works out. So
I would make you a bet, $10 bet, that that does not happen.
Beer bet. I'll take
beer bet. Write it down.
Touches an Etienne.
Write it down.
All right. Beer bet right there. First beer bet of draft season. So, adios mio. Adios mio. Well, I think we're going to, I think, let's see. There we go. We're back. I think we'll call it for that one. Whitman, we'll probably do another one where hopefully that Wi-Fi issues don't mess us up.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody, eso es todo for our show. Thanks for our show. Anchor. Yeah, thanks
next
to
week,
Anchor.
Though, just so you know, our show.
That's right. Our show. Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network, and also to YouTube for putting our lovely faces on there and StreamYard to letting us, you know, do some funny fun graphics. Also, make sure you're checking out original content at familiaffp.com. You can find my primos at Hector.
At what the heck?
Ricky.
Where it is, right there.
Ricky, where are we finding you?
Ricky Torres TV.
And you can find me at Jorge Martin. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17 right here. Oops, right here the other way.
I know. Yeah, it's weird. You gotta like practice.
Yeah, I gotta practice the other way. That's what. Hey, we're preseason here too.
We're preseason. Exactly. This is preseason.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at FamiliaFFB as well as our FamiliaFFB Facebook page. Familia, thank you so much. Let's get ready for the draft season. We're gonna help you get ready for your draft season. Have a great weekend. Have a great Friday night. Keep drinking.
Yes, that's enjoy, what you're gonna say.
Keep drinking. Enjoy it. keep drinking your chelas and your yes, and your tequila, whatever. Enjoy. And everybody, gracias. Todos somos familia.
Adiós, amigos.